Grace, mercy, and truth be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. From the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 27th and the 28th verses, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." I suspect that there is no image of Christ more precious to Christian hearts than the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd of us lost and lonely sheep. On this second Lord's Day after Easter Day, the Church always draws our attention to the risen Lord as the Good Shepherd. The words just read as our text for this sermon are like the Gospel read just a few moments ago. Only a fragment of Jesus' teaching about himself as the Good Shepherd, as we find his words in the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel. It's, of course, a firm principle that in order to understand rightly any part of Holy Scripture, we must pay close attention to the context. And Jesus' teaching about himself as the Good Shepherd has this context. It immediately follows his healing of a man who had been blind from birth, and it immediately precedes the raising of his friend Lazarus from the dead. And so it's as if Jesus is saying, by his teaching concerning himself as the Good Shepherd, "This is what's happening as I restored sight to the blind man and as I raised Lazarus from the dead. For in healing the blind man wandering in darkness from birth and now expelled from the synagogue because of his faith in Jesus, and in calling Lazarus out of the tomb, the Good Shepherd is seeking his lost and lonely sheep." There is also this: the man born blind and dead Lazarus are in fact a vivid picture of us all, as we in fact are apart from the Good Shepherd, blind to the wonderful radiance of God's love, dead in trespasses and sin, and doomed to bodily and eternal death. But the Good Shepherd doesn't abandon us in our blindness and in our death. He doesn't leave us lost and wayward sheep to our own devices. He came and he comes seeking us at the cost of his own life. As he said, "The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Jesus, the Good Shepherd, rescues you and me, his sheep, by himself becoming a lamb, as Isaiah said, "Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is dumb." And so the one true and eternal shepherd becomes himself a little lamb born of Mary. Dying, he destroys death, and rising from the dead opens the way to eternal life for all who hear and who follow him. He has overcome the devouring grave. For as the author of the letter to the Hebrews writes, "The God of peace has brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep." The Lord Jesus, who in our text says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. The man who'd been born blind hears the voice of the Good Shepherd and receives his sight. Jesus' friend Lazarus, dead 4 days in the tomb, hears the voice of the Good Shepherd calling him and comes out of the tomb. The blind man and Lazarus hear the voice of their Good Shepherd, but those who chose to be Jesus' enemies do not hear his voice, for they see no need of such a shepherd. They're content to live and manage things as they see fit, and can only see in Jesus a disturbing presence who challenges their beliefs and plans and threatens their power over the people. And so they don't hear. As so often happens in St. John's Gospel, seemingly insignificant details are fraught with meaning. For example, St. John tells us that when Judas left the Last Supper, it was night. Night not only in the sense that the sun's light no longer shone, but also in the sense that all the powers of darkness were in that moment gathering together to destroy him who is the radiant brightness of the Father's face, the true light of the whole world. Well, St. John tells us that our Lord spoke the words of our text about himself as the Good Shepherd during the feast of the dedication of the temple at Jerusalem when, as St. John writes, it was winter. It was winter. Winter not only in the sense that it was that coldest and dreariest time of all the year, but also in the sense that the hearts of Jesus' enemies were wintry, cold to divine love, wandering all unknowingly in a confused and dull twilight kind of world, as spiritually dead as the leafless trees and the cold, hard ground. So how is it with you and with me on this Good Shepherd Sunday? Are our hearts cold and wintry? Are we blind to the light of love shining from Jesus' cross and open tomb? Heaven and earth, therefore, full of God's glory. Are we like dead men in the grip of guilt or bitterness rooted in past hurts or paralyzed by fear of what the future might hold? Or are we just a bit bewildered, like sheep who hear not the familiar voice of their shepherd, but the disturbing voice of a stranger bent on harming them? If so, there is but one remedy: to listen. To listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd who came and who comes seeking us, as he does again this day, in the holy mysteries of his body and blood, which tell us with unmistakable clarity that he is indeed our Good Shepherd who loved us enough to die for us. My body given for you, my blood poured out for you, you are mine. We listen to his voice, calling us from our wayward ways into his way of life and peace. We humbly follow where our shepherd leads until that day when, by his mercy, we take our place among that great multitude which no man can number, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, the heavenly flock of the Good Shepherd, of whom St. John, exiled on Patmos, writes, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Listen again to the precious words of Jesus. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.